Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
It's Dave and Fionnuala. So there is a Christmas Secret Santa set up in the iRadio office. €20 is the limit. Fionnuala herself decides, you know what I'm going to do? No matter who I get or what they want on their wish list, they're getting a voucher for someplace.
You are the master of misrepresentation, okay? Because we were discussing in the office, first of all, who wanted to be involved, and there's been a really good uptake. And I'm like, yeah, absolutely, go for it. Doing the draw, whatever else.
Okay, this is all filler to the
talk turned to
answer.
Wish lists. And the topic of vouchers came up. And I happen to think that a thoughtful voucher is a lovely gift to get. And when I say thoughtful voucher, I mean picking a voucher for somewhere that you know the recipient goes, or a place that they use, a place that they like. Coffee shop, for example. You know they go and get their coffee there regularly. Why not get them a little treat to go with it? You know?
I don't think it's in the spirit of Secret Santa. Outside of a work Secret Santa, I think vouchers are a very nice present. Whether they are the unthoughtful one-for-all vouchers or it is a voucher for a hotel stay, perfectly fine. It's a €20 present to a colleague. A voucher is absolutely phoning it in.
That's not true.
It's It's no effort.
That's not true, because again, you're going with showing the person that you listen to them. So again, I'm not talking about a generic voucher. You've mentioned generic types of voucher there. I'm thinking if you know, for example, that they are an avid reader. Well, obviously, best of all, you'd pick out a book that you think they might
correct.
Like.
Correct. Yeah, you wouldn't get them a voucher. Correct.
But if you knew they were a reader, but you didn't know what they were into, getting them a voucher for a bookshop is still thoughtful, because you know they like to read.
Not that thoughtful at all.
You may
as well hand the person the €20 and go, there you go, fair play to you.
No, because you're not showing them then the thought that went into the gift. You're talking about effort. Like, I feel that you're putting too much emphasis on like a physical effort to go and buy something. The mental effort and energy into a gift and thinking about what they might like is just as much effort.
No.
Yes, it is.
It's not. Giving somebody a voucher in a Secret Santa, in a work setting or a home setting, is absolutely phoning it in. It's low to no effort and it shouldn't be acceptable.
Why do you think that the work Secret Santa is such an inappropriate place for a voucher when they are acceptable in other gift situations?
Because the gift vouchers might be a €150 voucher for a stay at some place. That's more thoughtful. When it's €20, it surely has to be a gift of some description.
Why is it not thoughtful to know that your colleague has a particular favourite lunch spot and to go to that lunch spot and say, could I get a €20 voucher and that'll cover their lunch for a day?
Get them an expensive loaf of focaccia then, so rather than getting them the voucher for the place. You may as well just give them €20. Are vouchers acceptable when it comes to Secret Santa for Christmas?
Vouchers are acceptable, but I don't give vouchers. I just give money.
Yeah?
That's even better. Paul from Derry.
That's exactly what I'm saying, Paul. You may as well just give them the €20, Fionnuala.
No,
it's
because
so low
then you
effort.
Can't show your intention of showing that you know something about them and what they might like.
How are we doing?
Hi, Dave and Fionnuala.
Hello.
Gift vouchers from Secret Santa, I would love it. I work for myself now, so I don't get any Secret Santa presents at all. So if I got a €20 voucher off anybody for anything, I'd be delighted with myself.
Aww.
Fove and Galway.
Fove, oh, that's so sad.
We're sorry. I mean, we would try and organise you into our Secret Santa, but the draw has been done. I'm sorry, Fove.
You could get a €20 voucher for the services you provide yourself with, the way Fionnuala is going on.
Gift vouchers, absolutely acceptable. It's better than re-gifting the rubbish that you might pick up.
Rubbish.
Michelle and Galway.
Michelle, excellent accent.
Lisa is telling us she absolutely loves a voucher because she's so fussy. What's the point in getting something that she doesn't want or need from people in her life? Maybe I have enough cushions, throws, perfumes, hair care. They don't know what I use, so the voucher lets me make that choice.
Me and Craig are on the same wave of thinking. Maybe a gift voucher if it was a higher value than €20. But since it is 20, it should be a gift. Craig, that's what I keep telling her, but you won't listen to me.
I'm showing that the thought is there.
I swear to God.
If I go for
a
voucher.
If it turns out I'm your recipient of Secret Santa.
What? You going to throw the voucher back in my face?
No, I'll use it.
but begrudgingly.
Begrudgingly.
You'll stamp into the premises like the stupid voucher now that I have to use before it expires. Wasting my time getting a free lunch.
I don't know why I sound like Roy Keane to you, but yes, I will be as cranky as him.
Gift vouchers with thought. That is the key issue. What are you thinking? No, are they okay for a work secret Santa?
No.
Don't listen to Dave's anti-voucher propaganda.
Well, Kelly in Dundalk.
I don't mind a wee voucher. People say I'm very hard to buy for.
Right.
So they know the shops I like and they'll get me a voucher for there. And then I can go and have a wee spree and a wee couple of hours to myself to look around the shop and get a coffee while I get to treat myself. Because the voucher is for you. It's not for anybody else.
Kelly looking for a voucher. And then also a voucher for the coffee shop that is close to that place that you're getting her the voucher for.
Just a whole roundup of vouchers so she can choose what she likes.
Amy has a Shakespearean play here directed at me and my dislike of vouchers. When it comes to Secret Santa, of course I will accept a voucher and I'll be very grateful for it outside of Secret Santa. But Amy, continue.
Dave, I'm afraid now you're a little bit wrong about the vouchers. Vouchers are absolutely fantastic, and I'll tell you why.
Go on.
Because after Christmas, when everybody's skint, and you need to get something like, I don't know, petrol in your car or diesel in your car, very, very handy to have 20 quid in a voucher.
Yeah.
Or maybe some evening you're just like, oh, jeez, I'd love a pizza from Il Balasico or the Hungry Bowl. Oh, jeez, they do lovely. I don't know if they do vouchers now, but anyways. Or sometimes you just have some sort of an occasion coming up. I know I always get my mom a voucher for her nails every year, and a voucher for her hair, and a voucher for her petrol.
Go on.
Or I'll get her fuel or something. But vouchers are the job, because come January, when you need 20 euros and you don't have it, and if you know this person, you know, and they just might like a free lunch, or they just want coffee, or they just want whatever, voucher is the way to go. Pure beaut.
Pure beaut, reckons Amy. In Athlone, I'm going to assume, because Il Balsico and the Hungry Bull are both pizza places here in Athlone.
Amy, you've put it so much better than I have and could all day. And while the focus of this is, of course, the iRadio office Secret Santa and who the person that I have, what they're going to get from me, I'm now just thinking, if my loved ones have been paying attention today, I am set for a bumper year of vouchers for birthday and Christmas.
Throw it out there now. Where do you want vouchers for?
I have to think about that. Don't put me on the spot.
Okay, your specialities. Books?
I love a good book, yeah. Maybe a bit of skincare.
Okay.
Yeah, and
food?
Anywhere that I'm going to get a meal. Yeah, that's fine. Won't
McMean
demand
House
anymore.
In Black Lion?
Ah, come on now. I'm not putting people to the pin of their collar to get me fine dining. I'll take a chipper. Hey!
Dave and Fionnuala
with Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.